Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Once a mainstay of the modern office, the fax machine has largely disappeared from the workplace. But now hundreds of artists, scientists, filmmakers, and writers are repackaging the fax machine as a tool to draw and to create. The machine is the focus of a traveling art exhibit that opens in Utah tomorrow. And joining me now to talk about fax is Aaron Moulton. He is senior curator of exhibitions at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art. And Aaron, thanks very much for your time today. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Fax opens tomorrow. That's March 2nd at UMOCA, 20 Southwest Temple. We'll give you more details on that in a bit. But first, fax. Do you still use a fax machine? And if so, why? If you have questions about fax the exhibition, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255 or send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Aaron Moulton, before we get to the exhibit, and I guess I'd like to learn a little bit more about you. You've been in Utah for a whopping 7 weeks. You have a curatorial degree from the Royal College of Art in London. You've worked in Milan. You've most recently been a curator in Berlin. So I guess the question everyone wants to know answered is, why come to UMOCA? What was the attraction of Utah for you?
I think it's a natural conclusion, really. I spent the last 15 years living in major metropolises, focusing mainly on places that had pretty well-developed art worlds. So I lived in New York and London and Milan and Venice and in Berlin. And, you know, getting a sense of how art worlds work, getting a kind of a sense of that kind of learning curve, which is a pretty high-speed situation, very concentrated with artists and activities. And so ultimately my goal was to somehow bring everything, that energy, to a place that where maybe there wasn't a well-developed arts infrastructure and that could, you know, I think the biggest problem when you're in a city, when in a well-developed art world infrastructure, is you're in this kind of drop in the bucket, tree falling in the woods syndrome. You know, you're only as good as your next thing. You can't ever rest on your laurels with anything that you do. So you always have to be working to grow and maintain and keep and get your audience to come back. And so here, I mean, there's only a few institutions operating with goals towards contemporary art. And I think you can really feel the very palpable potentials for impact in what your efforts are going to have on a public and a public's perception of the relevance of contemporary art in their everyday life. And I have no connection to Salt Lake City, actually, or Utah, but I'm a very adaptable person. And so it kind of, and I like living in the mountains all of a sudden, and being in a city in the mountains, it's kind of a nice anomaly, I think. So,
is fax your first exhibit?
I'm like the handmaiden of this exhibit. It's not my exhibit, so to speak. The interesting thing about fax is that it comes from the Independent Curators International. It's originally curated by a guy named Joao Ribas, who's the curator of the Vera List Center in at MIT in Boston. And basically the ICI, the Independent Curators International, farms out exhibitions to institutions. They sell the idea, kind of like an extra value meal. You know, you get for this much dimensions and this much space and time, you can get a show. And fax is, in a way, the best of what they can offer, because it's like it's like a Just Add Water exhibition, you know, where it's looking at the fax machine as a teleportational device to put an exhibition at the ends of the earth, you know. And so here it is now at UMOCA, where we must be the 14th venue that's hosted this exhibition. And the interesting thing is that the first venue was the Drawing Center in New York in June of 2009. It had maybe 80, 90 artists in it. And then every venue afterwards was able to add 10 to 20 artists and as many projects as they wanted within that kind of roster. And so the project just grows and grows and grows. And it's like it's a self-oiling machine at a certain point. And so we'll have an operating fax machine in the gallery that people will get to see the magic of the transmission coming in, and artists will be sending things in over time. The show's up for 2.5-3 months.
So what is the conceit of the exhibition? What is the idea behind it? You've got this fax machine.
You've got this fax machine. That's that. I mean, what is the fax machine? It is a teleportational device. It's the beginnings of the internet. It's like, you know, it sits in a nice line of, you know, where how far we've come with communication. And, hey, let's look at it as even a drawing device. I mean, look at the quality of the material that comes out of a fax machine. It's grainy. It's terrible. It's black and white. It's kind of awesome. I mean, you know, it's like the early pixel is there in the fax machine. It's just the analog pixel almost. And so you're able to see the various ways in which people are entertaining the notion of the fax machine, from just looking at very basic ideas of communication, you know, cans on a string, to the philosophies of, you know, information floating in the ether, to creating your own language with this very special device, and also embracing the failure of this device, you know, its obsolescence, and also what it gets wrong, which ultimately becomes what it gets right in this exhibition. It's like everything that goes wrong with what we hate about the fax machine goes right in this show, because artistic intent is so flexibly kind of accommodating in that way.
The images, you know, they're off-center. They can be distorted. They're horrible.
Well, they got these nice little headings at the top that give you kind of time, place, you know, back to the future kind of dates and coordinates. And yeah, I mean, it's a rubbish medium, you know. But I think actually in the end, this exhibition really gives it a legacy that it maybe wouldn't have otherwise. I mean, it would just be one of those things we laugh at with the 8-track or something. And suddenly, you know, come to UMOCA and you'll see something really special that's the power of this device and the magic of this device. And what we've done, you know, is we've got the most complete and comprehensive version of this exhibition, you know, nearly 500 artists, around 1,000 artworks. The place is packed with facts. And
that's F-A-X.
F-A-X. And the way that, you know, and for our iteration, we've added, you know, only 10 artists. But the way that the artists are using the project is fantastic. We have this guy named Mike Boucher, who's based in Frankfurt, Germany, who, you know, I love Mike because he, like, L-U-V, because he's the guy who's, like, making these impossible artworks that really test our idea, our limits of what we're willing to accept as artworks. And so he's given and also, you know, dealing especially with issues of production and outsourcing. And so what he's done is asked us to hire fax spam services, you know, these companies that where you get junk faxes from, and asked us to hire them and to send 1 million faxes to English speaking countries with an Arthur Schopenhauer quote that says something to the effects of, in order to understand what is true, you need to know what is untrue. That's not an exact quote, but imagine receiving that fax anonymously, you know, in your office in the morning, and imagine 1 million people are getting this weird, you know, transmission about the, you know, the truth of the ether.
That is art. Aaron Moulton, he is senior curator of exhibitions at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art. The exhibit Fax opens tomorrow, that's March 2nd, at UMOCA here in Salt Lake City. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Aaron, you mentioned that there are hundreds of artists involved in this project so far. It's been traveling for 3 years now. Are the artists creating new work with the facts in mind, like the one that you mentioned, you know, transmitting a quote to 1 million different people, or are they taking existing pieces, three-dimensional pieces, and somehow transforming that into the fax transmission?
Primarily, it's all new work. I mean, the curator asked the artist to look at the fax as a medium and to see how their work could translate within it. And basically, everyone's made a new work. I thought it was initially, you know, it's for us, it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to host all these artists. We're looking at a roster of, you know, some of the top artists working today out of New York, out of LA, out of New Zealand, you name it. This thing has been to the ends of the earth and grown in every location. And so we're looking at really a top roster of, you know, we could say an index of what contemporary art today is. What I originally thought was a pity about that was thinking, well, these are not the most representative works, maybe, you know, to give people an idea of, oh, what Dan Graham or Rem Koolhaas or Yona Friedman, what these people are actually doing. But that's not true. The more you look at it, the more you realize they have made very unique translations of their practice through the facts. So it's not just some, you know, kind of flippant or casual, you know, oh, whatever, here's a receipt. Actually, somebody did do that. but ultimately you do find that this is a very incredible sort of translation of contemporary art today through what we could really honestly say is the top sort of 500 artists in operating in contemporary art. So I think it offers a really special possibility. To answer your question, we do have objects, so to speak, that are translated through the facts, architectural interventions, things that deal with the results spatially. I've even had an artist send a full size 5-foot by 4-foot painting that we now have in the space that we've had to create for him. And ultimately, you do have hopefully something that continues to test the notion of what is art. For the most part, it is just faxes, though. I think that's the funny thing coming into it, is that people expect kind of precious objects in art contexts, and that's not to say these aren't precious. The ideas are very much vibrating throughout, but they're just taking a form that's unexpected.
Fax opens tomorrow. You have another exhibit opening tomorrow as well, Onomatopoeia. Now, the title, of course, represents words that represent sounds like oink and arf. Describe what this exhibit is like.
It's actually the title of the exhibit for the artist Constant Dullart. So that's Dullaart, not dull art. But and he's a Dutch artist, and he's a really interesting guy who's working in this kind of what we could call analogital space. The space between analog and digital. And in this way, he's a very perfect pairing to put alongside fax. And Constant's work, it really is that. It's testing the sort of existential and philosophical domains that exist in when you're kind of waiting in standby for that YouTube video to load up, or we have a piece where, if you remember your DVD player, when you plug it in and you don't have a DVD, and there's this little icon that kind of bobs around the screen, and what he's done is he's created that icon out of paper, and he's sitting there aware of the limits of the screen, and he's just bouncing this icon around to give you a sense that he's actually performing this really banal action. So he really antagonizes the kind of banalities that we take for granted within how technology takes us for granted.
I guess in some ways, this is both of these exhibits illustrate just how infused our culture is and what artists are thinking about when we think about technology and its influence in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's it's looking at it as a vehicle, a kind of existential vehicle in all senses, and I think the onomatopoeia, to give some sense to it, I think we could, while it's sounds that that emulate words or words that emulate sounds, I think it's about form following function, and somehow form emulating a function. So, and I think that's what Constant is doing, is investigating the innate sort of behavioral or performative kind of functions of how these forms permeate our lives. And
Aaron Moulton, he's senior curator of exhibitions at the Utah Museum of Contemporary Art. We're talking about the two exhibits that open tomorrow, Fax and Onomatopoeia. They open tomorrow, March 2nd, at UMOCA, 20 Southwest Temple in Salt Lake City, as part of their First Friday celebration. You can find out more information on our website, kcpw.org. And Aaron Moulton, thanks very much for your time today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City, thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. You can continue the discussion online at kcpw.org or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at CityViewsSLC. Next time, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Hope that you'll join us for that conversation tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.